This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations to great radio stations all along the Genesis Communications Network. That's GCN Live. And, of course, we are also broadcasting on selected Salem Media Group stations around the country in some of the biggest markets in America. And, of course, just for good measure, we've added some of the leading independent stations around the country to give us a great cross-section of listeners and an opportunity for people to hear us in the middle of nowhere, as well as other places. Now, I will tell you that we're also on the Internet streaming live. You can get us off the GCN Live website. We're also on many of our radio stations doing their streaming. And, of course, my website, the Captain's America Third Watch .com. I'm streaming off there, too. And, of course, we're on the Westwood One satellite, so if you got the satellite receiver, you can hear us that way. And that's how the radio stations pick us up and replay us. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, we appreciate what you're doing and how you're doing it. And a special shout-out and a special thank you to the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and our FedEx and UPS drivers, our bulk mail haulers, Felix and the gang, all in the mail all over the place, our suicide jockeys, all in those petroleum products wherever they need to go so we can go. Now, you can also follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch radio show page over there. And we're on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, we're on Twitter as at Captain's America. We're on our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and many, many, many other places as well. Our podcast is heard on 53 different podcast sites, plus our radio station's affiliates, too. All right, let's go over here to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics out in sunny and hot California. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody.
Yep. Would you be prepared again to say the Pledge of Allegiance with me?
Of course.
All right, here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian practices and beliefs. And we know it, we got it, we get it, and you need to understand that, too. A lot of people out there don't get that. And some people get confused with the Pledge of Allegiance, and they say that there is no more republic and this, that, and the other, and all that. Well, to that I say, wake up and smell the roses, because it's there, and if you want it to go away, just keep having the attitude you got, and don't do anything instead of getting in the middle of it and fighting for your country.
Well, right, exactly.
And fighting means using your God-given ability with your mouth, your pen, and your phone. So there you go. Call up these politicians. Now, I got some interesting stuff here about Barack Obama. Barack Obama has pledged to help Joe Biden win re-election. Former President Barack Obama promised President Joe Biden to do all that he can to help his reelection bid at a lunch held at the White House back in late June. Now, according to the two anonymous sources that reported it, Obama, whose popularity could help boost the Biden campaign considerably, is reportedly concerned about Donald Trump's political strengths because Donald Trump is growing in stature, even with all the trouble that's following him.
Well, that's right. And I would perchance to think, Captain, that if the state of affairs in the country was fundamentally different than what it is right now, if we weren't worried about inflation, if things were really humming along, not just the messaging about how things are humming along, but actually humming along to a great degree, then I think Barack Obama would be less worried and telling Joe Biden less to be worried about Donald Trump. But because it's really the opposite of what I just described, then they are worried.
Now, they're having a problem in Georgia because Stacey Abrams is not at the top of the popularity chart right now, and Biden is struggling to gain black voters' approval in Georgia. Now, his campaign is prioritizing winning Georgia, a key battleground swing state of the 2024 elections, but Biden has struggled to gain support from black voters in the state because of Stacey Abrams stumbling around, who say that inflation and student loan forgiveness setbacks have made them consider staying home on Election Day and not voting at all.
Well, I just refer you back to the original comments by Joe Biden, who said, if you're not voting for me, then his words, not ours, right? Then you ain't black, quote unquote. So we'll just refer back to that.
And the majority of the blacks in Georgia, some 75% in a recent poll, hold a negative view of the state of the economy under Joe Biden and the Democrats.
Yeah, precisely to my point. If things were going great, they wouldn't be worried one little bit about Donald Trump. You wouldn't hear anything about this stuff. They'd let him go out and get in the primaries, and if they would just see what would happen, they wouldn't be worried like that.
Well, they're worried.
Oh, yeah, but of course they are. Of course they are. And, of course, this is all multifaceted, too. It all depends on what Trump does. It depends on these charges. It depends on these trials. It depends on a lot of things.
Okay, I'm looking at the clock here. We should be going to a break here, but when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about a left-wing actor who went berserk over the Trump courtroom sketch that was done. That's number one. And number two, we're also going to talk about Ron DeSantis and his biggest donor and what the biggest donor had to say about Governor DeSantis. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce. I'm the Captain's America, Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Oh, yeah. And of course, this is a weekend edition of the Captain's America, Third Watch, brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow.com. And I'll tell you what, if you haven't been over there and seen what's going on, then you need to go over there and take a look. Now, when you get to MyPillow.com, you need a promo code to buy things and get the special prices that are there. Your promo code will be one word, Captain. Very simple, Captain. You can also call them up on the phone at 800-641-5459. Ask them any questions you want. You will get a live person, even at this time of the morning. You will get a live person. They'll answer your questions, and they'll even take your order if that's what you want. But anyway, it's MyPillow.com. Promo code Captain, phone number 800-641-5459. They have a number of buy one, get one specials. They also have the 80% deductions on some of the items they've got there on closeouts. Of course, they've got MyPillow products like the bed sheets, the pillows, the mattress toppers, the mattresses, the pet beds, the My Slippers, and a whole bunch more. All you got to do is go to MyPillow.com. The phone number is 800-641-5459. The promo code will always be the word Captain. Yep, Captain is the promo code. And thank you, as always, for stopping and helping out a very patriotic individual, Mike Lindell. He's got your back. Alrighty, back with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Now, not to be outdone, but a left-wing actor, who's probably a B-list actor, went viral for the vulgar rant over Trump at a courtroom sketch. I didn't hear what was yelled about, but what was it?
Well, It's actually so vulgar that we're not gonna read it on the radio. But he sort of went off about this sketch that came out. You know how they do these courtroom depictions?
Yeah.
And the language that he used about Donald Trump and so forth was incredibly, just insulting, and the word vulgar pretty much starts to cover it. But what happens though, Captain, is that I guess for some reason, in a world, and especially this is the actor, I believe his name, Michael Rapaport, I believe. I don't know that he's a big star, like a leading man type of actor, but I'm sure I think he's a character actor. You've probably seen him in all kinds of different productions. But it's very unfortunate because especially nowadays, the idea of body shaming people, of making fun of their weight, of making fun of anything really about their physical appearances is really passe. But for this particular person to go off so horrifically against Donald Trump, I guess it makes it okay because it's Trump and all the rules go out the window, even due process, just whatever you want. It just goes away because we're talking about Trump. But it's just a lowering down of standards. And usually when somebody does stuff like that, means they're out of ammunition. They don't know what else to do other than attack somebody on their appearance.
Speaking of attacking, Ron DeSantis' biggest donor said that he won't give any more money to the DeSantis campaign unless changes are made. Didn't tell us what the changes were, but I think DeSantis is actually changing things around.
Right. I do think he's trying to change things around, for obvious reasons, because what the initial strategy was to come in because they thought Trump might start to fizzle, that he might just really start to decline in some way in terms of his popularity. That hasn't happened. I think the DeSantis campaign thought that they would be positioned to sort of inherit the mantle of the straight talk and sort of going to the mat on things and take my Florida success rate and parlay that into a national campaign. But that didn't happen because Trump just got bigger and bigger and bigger. It's like, something out of a movie or something. So now if they don't retool, the support's going to start drying up, I think.
Now, a Gallup poll has come out, and a majority of Americans now see the Biden administration's ethics as being poor or just plain not good.
Yeah, that's huge. And this goes to what we've been kind of talking about this morning as well, as to what do people think about impeachment and so forth. But even if that doesn't start to see a critical mass, I do think that many people will look at the Biden administration, the Biden campaign, the Biden family very different because of what was found on the laptop and all the things that have sort of come out as a result of that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they have a very, very different view. In other words, Joe Biden no longer occupies the address of nice old grandpa who lives at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Okay. Now, you know who Cori Bush is, right?
Right, right.
Congresswoman out of, I believe, Missouri. Right. Missouri, I think.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yes, Democrat from Missouri.
Anyway, she was hit with an ethics complaint for allegedly using government resources for campaigning. Wow.
Wait, say it isn't so, Captain.
Well,
say it's not so.
Really? I've known the Democrats have done that for years and years and years, but they usually don't get complained about, but somebody blew her in.
Well, but isn't this is part of the mentality, right? It's the we get to do whatever we want to do. No matter what that is, because it's always for the good, because, they're fighting for you, Captain, right? They're fighting for the American people. They're fighting for our democracy. They're fighting for all this stuff. And so, well, what's this campaign thing? It's no big deal, right?
Yeah, what are the laws? We don't need them.
Yeah, because, it's interesting because you're not going to see this sort of become a big thing. It's not going to, catch fire in the news media, but that's one of the reasons we're telling everybody about this.
Now, former General Lloyd Austin, who's now the Secretary of Defense, has issued a memo instructing the military on how to reshuffle their leadership roles in response to the Senator Tuberville from Alabama blockade.
Well, that's right. He's saying that there's an unprecedented across-the-board hold going on right now, and it's having what he calls a cascading effect, increasingly hindering the normal operations of this department and undermining both our military readiness and our national security, says Austin in that letter. And get this, Captain, he's also instructing lower-ranking officers to assume higher positions, basically.
Yeah, all the guys on the promotion list, all the guys that are on a promotion list assume the post and do what you were going to get promoted to do. That's what they're doing.
That's right. And he's also talking about to do this in what he calls extraordinary cases. So obviously this reaction is designed to, number one, of course, show Tuberville that something else is going to happen while these other things are being held up. And certainly hopefully there'll be some resolution to all this, because military readiness is a factor, especially right now with what's going on all over planet Earth.
Now, your favorite person in all of Washington, D.C., Kamala Harris, the vice president, has piled on the Bidenomics cringe during his speech in D.C. I saw a little bit of the speech, but I don't know which part of it they're talking about. The whole thing, to me, was just really bad.
Well, of course. Yeah,
she doesn't know what she's talking about.
No, and this is one of the reasons why, it's just not a good plan to somehow have Biden, at least for the Democrats, that is, and I think ultimately for the country, to have Biden step down so that Kamala Harris now ascends to the presidency, because can you imagine if what she was talking about was for real and she actually was the president and she actually had to make the call and all this kind of stuff? This is now what will become vintage Kamala Harris types of things.
You just say vintage.
Vintage Kamala Harris. And Lord only knows how they're going to, if they want to change the ticket, what kind of move could she make? And I don't know, I kind of woke up the other day thinking, oh my gosh, they could try to say, well, put her on the Supreme Court. No, don't do that.
Maybe we'll have a cookbook.
That's right. But what do you do with the Kamala Harris problem is what they're trying to figure out burning the midnight oil right now.
Well, I know what not to do. Don't put her in front of a mic.
No kidding.
If you don't want to gaffe, don't put her in front of a mic because she'll get one.
Right, because unfortunately it's like putting Joe Biden in front of the mic. But it's just worse. And so the two top people, in the administration are people they don't want to have go out and start speaking extemporaneously on anything.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with the bottom of the hour report, and your stations are going to get a chance to do a little extra reporting, probably give you the news, give you the weather. But we'll be right back right after that with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
You're tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The Biden administration says the latest jobs report indicates slow and steady growth for the economy. The comments come after July data showed the smallest jobs increase since 2020. The unemployment rate fell slightly to 3.5%. Wall Street closing the week on a sour note comes as the markets reacted to poor corporate earnings releases. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 150 points. Former President Trump's election case now moving to the pretrial phase after he pleaded not guilty to felony charges.
Lawyers will be filing briefs leading up to the next hearing scheduled for August 28th, where a trial date is likely to be scheduled. Justice Department lawyers are pushing for the case to be tried quickly, while Trump's defense argues it could take years to review the government's evidence and gather their own. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Trump on Truth Social Friday called for the U.S. Supreme Court to intervene on his behalf. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Here, there are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles: effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors, and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
And you know, folks, if you're coming to Florida, you're having problems with your feet or your legs or whatnot, or maybe you've got a wound that's not healing and you've been having trouble with it, and you're coming to St. Pete, in particular, Tampa St. Pete area, I'm going to give you the phone number for Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. They would be more than happy to talk to you and try to help you out with the situation you got, and it would be probably some very good advice for you. And they do also have connections with doctors in other parts of the country who do the same thing they do. Now, their number is 4615. That's 727-896-4615. That's Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. They have helped me immensely, immensely. They diagnosed me correctly. They started treating me correctly. I was a little late in the process, and we were hoping everything would work better than it did, but it wound up finally, the problem I was having wound up finally putting me in the hospital for 6 weeks, and it was what it was. But anyway, very lucky, good people, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care, 727-896-4615. Okay, let's go back to the phone line. We've got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
What did you think about the July jobs report? Now, we were told it was going to have a lower number, but not as low as it wound up coming in. Disappointed a few people, but, you know, I don't even know how they can predict the jobs ahead of time, how many they're going to have new ones. Do you?
Well, I think it's just, I think that goes to being an expectation based on what the other indicators they might be seeing in the economy. So, for example, this July jobs report came in. Non-farm payrolls went to 187,000 for July, but this is below the estimate, the general estimate, which would have been for 200,000. So they see that as, you know, obviously, you know, falling short. Looks like most of the jobs that were created, in the leading sectors for these things were financial activities, wholesale trade, healthcare, and social assistance, evidently. But that means basically with this lower job growth, because it was lower than expected, it means that the U.S. economy is proceeding at a slower pace. But what we're also, though, hearing, Captain, is that now a lot of these big, you know, these big firms and banks and so forth, they're starting to talk about the idea that recession will likely not occur. But then on the flip side, you have people saying, well, we're probably in a recession and we don't know it. So, again, a lot of times you need more data to come up with the answer later on.
Well, I'm glad you brought it up about the recession because J.P. Morgan raised their U.S. economic growth estimate, saying that we no longer expect to see a 2023 recession. Now, 2024 is a horse of a different color, but at least for this year, they don't expect to see a recession.
Well, that's exactly right. And so that, you know, should come as pretty good news to home building projects or other aspects of the economy where people were afraid of a real slowdown. But now, even that being said, don't you think that unless and until inflation really starts to come under control or recedes to a great degree, that people are not going to feel like the economy is doing okay. And of course you've got, you know, people like Kamala Harris running out trying to capitalize on Bidenomics. But it's very hard to sell these kinds of things to people when they still, Captain, you know, go to the grocery store, get a couple of bags of groceries, and it's really, really expensive. I mean, to the extreme.
I know. If you don't believe me, go to the grocery store with a little list and remember what you paid before and see what you pay this time, and you might wind up with more bags than what you need to have and a lot less money in your wallet.
Well, that's exactly right, because what happens is that, you know, these prices stay up. People's incomes don't automatically adjust
not
for
at all.
That.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, and they end up having to make some pretty tough choices. And that's after you get to the grocery store. Just getting to the grocery store means you got to spend a lot more gas money. And if you have a commute, you know, forget about it. You know, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be an arm and a leg, and pretty soon another arm.
Yeah. Now, Bank of America, who's been around for a long time, is now predicting that the consumers can expect to have a soft landing this year with the economy and no recession. So they agree with J.P. Morgan.
That's right. So they used to be talking about what they thought might be a, quote, mild recession. But now they're saying soft landing, no recession. It's all good. And, you know, it's hard to believe because just the other day, Captain, we had a story on the program where a learned and respected financial, a bigwig was saying, guess what, everybody? Hard landing coming. You know, it's very difficult to know kind of what to believe, but there's a lot of messaging that goes on with this too. And again, perception is reality, not just in politics, but I think in many times in the economy, because consumer spending drives the economy so much that once people say, okay, I'm really spooked, and I don't want to go out and spend, and I'm not going to go hire a contractor, and I'm not going to go buy that big ticket item. I'm going to hold on to my money right now because I'm spending it all on gas and groceries. And guess what? Then it starts to have a real effect with that kind of pullback.
Wait till you hear this one. Ukraine says its drones damaged a Russian warship, showing Kiev's growing naval capabilities. And it's kind of hard to figure. How the Russians can't locate these things. I don't know if they're flying below radar, water level, or, you know, 6 feet off the deck or whatever, but they're just not picking up these drones.
Well, that's right. We understand that the strike at this major Russian port, it stopped the maritime traffic there for several hours. And by the way, evidently this is the first time that a commercial Russian port has been targeted by the Ukrainian forces. So, it's an expansion and it's a new wrinkle. And so obviously you're going to see Vladimir Putin, I'm sure, is the smoke coming out of his ears. And then he will try to do something else in response to this, most unfortunately.
Well, I saw the after-action battle report that came in, and I was going to use that story, but then I decided not to. I decided just to go generic with it, if you will, because I don't want to give anybody any information that doesn't need to have it, if you know what I mean.
Well, exactly right. Yeah, absolutely.
Now, leaked documents are exposing that the White House and their efforts to influence Facebook's handling of COVID misinformation was alive and well as recent as into this year.
Well, that's right. Now, evidently, according to Fox Business, Fox Business Channel or Fox Business site, the White House had requested some special tools to go after users on Facebook who had concerns about COVID vaccine side effects. Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it was just going after people that didn't agree with the COVID shots. Now they're getting a little further out there.
Well, you see, the thing is, though, in America, no matter what, I think people, they want to know the truth. They also want to have vigorous debates about things. You know, they really want to be able to mix it up. And they don't need to be sort of led around like sheep. That's the one thing the American voter, I think, doesn't like, or the American citizen doesn't like that kind of thing.
Well, yeah, and I just had a question here. Don't you think that the economic worries out there are going to cost Joe Biden some of his supporters this time around? And it's from Jimmy. And, yeah, Jimmy, I do think it's already cost him some voters, some support, and some money, too, probably, because all they're doing is crying about, got to have more money, got to have more money. Well, go out and earn it. Just me. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to put Kathy to work here, so Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahi Bo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
What do you think?
What I think is that everything just got better.
They were, you know,
the Blues Brothers.
Yeah, you sit there and you watch. This is a video besides being music. Saturday Night Live, the show. And when Aykroyd went nuts back there doing that crazy dancing he was doing, you got to start laughing. It's hilarious.
Oh, yeah. Well, Aykroyd, you know, unbelievable. For some reason, his whole thing just brought it all together. And, of course, John Belushi, the late, great John Belushi, holding nothing back in their performance. And I think, Captain, they started out warming up the audience, the studio audience with the Blues Brothers, and they kind of made their way onto the show. And, of course, the rest is history. A very successful movie and created iconic characters that just, you know, defy all logic of how they even came up with that, but they did, and it's great.
Okay, well, let's be iconic and get you out there with the weather and tell me how hot it's going to be. Wow.
Well, it's hot right now, and as we're going through the weekend edition here early this weekend in Phoenix, Arizona, right now in the overnight hours, it's dropped down 4 degrees since last hour. It's 96 degrees in Phoenix right now. If you're walking down the Las Vegas Strip, looking up at that big half-scale Eiffel Tower there at Paris, it's 89 degrees right now, so not doing too bad. But we still have aerial flood watches going on up in southeastern Montana and parts of middle eastern Montana there. That's how you could describe it. Up near Miles City, up near Glendive on your way over to North Dakota. Taking a quick look here at our radar map right now. We are still seeing a little bit of rain in that area, mostly in the southeast corner of Montana, near Butte, Montana, right now. We got some rain. Could be some rain around Missoula as we go into the into Sunday and Monday. Even possible thunderstorms there, it looks like. But we've got some scattered rain eastern Colorado right now. But it doesn't look like it's going to be impacting your trips too much at this point. Other than that, we continue with some of that heat in the southwest. Some air quality in Oregon, and that's about it right now. But have a great weekend, folks, and safe travels out there.
Okay, North Dakota, southwest corner, North Dakota, rain and some patchy areas where it might be doing some flooding. Northwestern part of South Dakota, you've got rain and there might be some areas there where there's some flooding going on right now. We've got flood watches in there at least. On the corner, the southeastern corner of Nebraska, coming out of Colorado, you've got a flood warning in that area. And down in Oklahoma, the eastern half of Oklahoma, you got high heat advisories for the temperature today from Oklahoma City South all the way down through the Dallas Metroplex all the way down to San Antonio. You're going to have 100-plus degree temperatures all the way down. And that weather, that 100-degree weather, will take you over into the Arkansas area, south of Little Rock and everything south down into Louisiana. And Louisiana totally will be 100 degrees plus the whole state. The western half of Mississippi, 100 degree plus temperatures in the upper 90s all the way over through Alabama into the panhandle of Florida. And then going up into Missouri tonight, the southwestern corner of Missouri, you're going to have right around Joplin and Springfield, Springfield, you're going to have some 100-degree weather today. Over towards Port Leonard Wood, it'll be in the 90s. Up in the northeastern corner of Missouri tonight along I-70 headed towards St. Louis, you have got some flooding, some flash flooding, some flood warning
heavy rains going on. Right straight across, it looks like right straight across Illinois, kind of following the interstate, if you will, right there, coming across to Indiana. So be advised of that, and that's going to be with you today as well. And then we've got the Schmutz alert for the poor air quality, the central part of Tennessee, central part of Kentucky, and a watch for poor air quality in the eastern part of Kentucky. And then over in the East Coast, you got a couple areas there where there's an air quality alert in Virginia near Norfolk. And you've got a couple of areas coming on down where we might be getting some rain in the south today. We'll see. But it'll be a much welcome rain, but it's just going to be hot all over the place. And, Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J real quick there, sir.
All right, folks, the Pilot and Flying J Travel Center is bringing you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report. Check them out, pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Find out how you can earn 5 points per gallon during the month of August, pilotflyingj.com.
All right, and on the line we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and, of course, the Denise Simon Experience over on Facebook. Check them out. You'll find out what's going on with her. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
We're obviously going to talk a lot about Biden again and about Donald Trump and about the he said, she said stuff going back and forth. Mark Levin's now chimed in and said some interesting things. You had a, I guess you had a riot in New York City last night. What the hell was that all about?
Well, they caught the guy. Apparently, there was a promotion of some kind to give away PlayStation. And all these people started showing up, and apparently it was a fake thing. And so things went sideways.
Yeah, they had quite the deal. The cops were getting bottles thrown at them and whatnot. They rolled over a car. I mean, you know, it got really... really hostile.
Yeah, it did.
I don't know how they got it back down so quickly, but as fast as it up erupted, it also de-erupted. But I guess it's because they found the guy and arrested him.
Yes, they did.
Yep, I saw him taking him off. And he's quite the con artist.
I don't know about his background, but...
Yeah, he's got a reputation. Quite the reputation. Okay, so... Kyle, we're going to be coming back. Music's going to be starting up here. But when we do, Kyle and Denise and I will be talking about the events of the evening. And, of course, yes, we're going to talk about Donald Trump, and we're going to talk about some things that came up yesterday. It's going to be a very interesting discussion, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch coming right back. Kathy, it's going to be your turn, so have at it.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.